We're in the middle of Siman Tov Kuf Yud Beis. We're discussing for whom are you allowed to cook on Yontif. So yesterday we did Sif Aleph. We rushed through the end of the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sif Aleph. So let's take a look at that one more time. The Mechaber lumps together different types of Einam Yehudim that one is allowed to have at the meal. That means you did not invite them. Your Eved, your Shivcha, a Shaliach who shows up with a Shlichus, and a Kuti Shabbat Me'elav. The Ramah points out that there's a difference between the Eved and the Shivcha on the one hand, and the general Kuti Shabbat Me'elav. That's what the Mishnah Berurah spells out in Sif Katan Yud Aleph. He says that the Mechaber lumped them all together, but the Ramah explains that there's a difference. Because the Eved and the Shivcha, you're allowed to add into your own pot food for them. Why? Because the only reason that you're not allowed to add food into the pot for the Kutim is a Gzeira that you'll come to cook a separate dish for them. And that's definitely Aser. And therefore, the Zegzera, don't even put more food into your own pot even before it goes onto the fire. But we're not afraid that you're going to do that when it comes to the Eved and the Shivcha. We are afraid you're going to do that when it comes to the general Kuti Sheba Me'ilav, a general Kuti that just shows up. Then the Mishnah Berurah warned us not to say explicitly that you're cooking for them. Aval ba'akum, in the middle of Sif Katan Yud Aleph, akum abba me'ilav, shumuchubat etzlo, a guy who just shows up on his own, but he's someone that you respect. Dafka kishenos l'mima sheikhin avur atzmo, only what you've prepared for yourself. Aval laharbos b'shvilo, but to add for him, afidu v'kidei ra'achas, even in the one pot that you're making for yourself, is going to be aser. Why? Like we said, the chayshinen shem yivashel avuro levad od b'kedera acheres. We're afraid you're going to make another pot of food just for him. Now the Sherat Tziyun Ois Chaf points out that is also not so simple. The second half of Sherat Tziyun Ois Chaf. Orchos Chaim Daito de Bekidera Achas Oser Be'etzem Im Hoya Daito Gam Bishel Akum. If even within one pot, if you're adding for the guy, it's Oser Be'etzem. With a Didei, and according to that, Af Ba'abdo Be'Shivcha, so Oser Be'zeh. And then it will be Oser even if it's for an Eved and Shivcha. What does it mean? It's Oser Be'etzem? It means it's not just a Gzeir that you're going to come to cook another separate pot for them. Just putting into the original pot with them in mind is also aser. And if that's the case, then even by an Eved and Shivcha, it's going to be aser. We said, according to the Ramah, it's going to be mutter by the Eved and Shivcha, because the whole reason to aser to add to the original pot is we're afraid you're going to come to make a separate pot for them. We're not afraid you're going to make a separate pot for the Eved and the Shivcha, and therefore you could add into the original pot for those for whom we're not afraid that you're going to make a separate pot. But that's not how the Or Chaim understands this din. And according to him, it would be also even for the Eved and the Shivcha. Imlo de efshu the faisinu b'davar acher, unless you have other food that you could give them, in which case we say that the entire content of this pot could go to you and not to them. Va'anan kai milan de isurak mishim shema yabrik der acheres. But we paskin, as the Ramah tells us, that the Issa putting into the original pot is only Shema, you will make a separate pot for them. And therefore by Avodim, we're not afraid of that. Kain Kosav Magen Avram. Let's see, Sifkatan Yud Beis. Ba'osa Kedera. So the Ramah again told us, not like the Orchos Chaim, but you can put into the original pot for the Eved and the Shifcha, because the reason you're not going to do it, they really make a separate pot of food for them. We're not afraid you're going to make a separate pot of food for the Eved and the Shifcha. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Beis, but also Kedera. V'davka b'vas achas d'chad tircho. Only if you're filling up the pot at one time. It's all being done in one fell swoop. But afterwards, after you filled up the pot halfway, and then to start putting more food into the pot, that is going to be awesome. Ela im kein, unless we say yesh lo ma'achalim acherim shiuchal lefay sambam, unless you have other food that you can give the guests and you can eat all of this food. V'nimta shakol ha'basar ha'yaroi b'shvil yisro. And then all of the meat in this pot is ro'i for the yisro. V'oz mutu litein lehem lechol mizeh. And then once you've cooked it, you can give it even to the guests. U'le'it. So that's by cooking a pot where it all goes into one pot. But we said that baking is different, because baking, I guess it depends what you're baking, but baking bread, a blila ava, each loaf, each challah, requires a separate tircha and a separate act. Uliyim pas maski ha'achronim. The kevon sheyesh kol kikar v'kikar tircha bifnei atzmo. Since each and every loaf or each and every challah is a separate tircha, al kein ein lahatir, therefore it's not going to be mutter. Afilu ofev tanur echad, even if it's baked in one tanur. Elim kin yuchal afaisim edvarim acherim. Unless you're able to give the guests other food, and this could all be considered for the Yisroel himself. And Sharatzion Oischav Gimel points out, but if it's a different oven or a different pot, even if you have this possibility of giving them something else, that's not good enough. It's still going to be awesome. So Elim kin yuchal afaisim edvar macherim, and imsa shakala pas roi bishvil Yisrael, va'oz mutu litein gam lahem lechom mimenu. Once you've baked it, then you could give the guests as well. Ulefiyam avur le'el tofkuv zayin bav, kol heter apas, eino kim betanrim shalem. We said that according to the Braisa, you're not allowed to, you're only allowed to make what you need. Then Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, you can make as much as you want as long as it fills up one tanur, because the more bread that's in the tanur, the better it is for the original bread. So he says, "Kol etzer pas enu kim betanurim shalem." That was their ovens that were made in a special way, and you stuck the loaves to the walls of the oven. Aval betanurim shalano, but our ovens, afilu bishvil Yisrael, ein lefos yosim mashit tzarichlo. But that, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, is not relevant to our ovens, and therefore you're only allowed to bake what you need. One can be makel to fill up the oven with bread, even with our ovens. And the Shara Tzion explains in Ois Chav Hei from the Eli Rabba, the Bishas Atzchak Yesh Lismo Chadas Amarshal Hamuva B'Magin Abram De'ain L'Chalek Bein Tanurim Shalem L'Shalano. The Marshal wants to say that there is no difference between our ovens and their ovens, and the Heter of Rishon Ben Elazar is relevant even Bizman Azeh, even with our ovens. Okay, that's Sif Katan Yud Beis. Then the Ramah concluded Sif Alev Yisrael Ha'ofer Batanur Shakuti, the Jew who's baking in the oven of the Kuti. And now the rent for using the oven of the Kuti is to give him some of the bread. B'tzarech laset lo pas echad, you have to give him one of the loaves of bread that you bake. Lo yiachel kuti echad kodem afia. So you're not allowed to set aside before you bake the bread which one you're going to give to the kuti. Das ofer shel kuti, because then you're baking something that belongs to the kuti. You're not allowed to bake for the kuti, specifically for the kuti on yontif. El yefa stam, you should bake all of it stam, v'itin lo achel kachachad, and then afterwards you're allowed to give him one of the loaves of bread. Okay, let's move on to Se'if Beis. The Gemara in Beitza Chof Aleph Amid Aleph asks the following question. Bo minei mirav huna, the answer of huna. Hani b'nei baga, the ramu alayu kimcha de b'nei chela, Mao lafosa biyantif. So the government used to have the townspeople feed the soldiers, and sometimes the soldiers would come on yantif, and they would give them flour, and the Jews would have to bake for the goyish soldiers on yantif. The question is that okay? That's the question that was asked to Rav Huna. Rav Huna answered, Chazina, we have to see. Iyarv they rifted the yanuka, the lo kapti, if you can give one of the loaves of bread to a child, to his own child, and the soldiers and the are not going to mind, so then we say, kochad v'chad v'chazi liyanuka v'shari, then each and every loaf could be the loaf that you're going to give to your own child, and then you're cooking for your own child, and that's going to be mutter. V'ilav aser, but if they're very makbid, and you can't give anything to your own child, everything has to go to them, then it's going to be aser. Obviously, if it's a pikuach nefesh, that's a different story. Now, the Gemara goes on, that's Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara goes on to discuss different things, gets into the whole machlekes that we spoke out between Rabbi Yosi Agdili and Rabbi Akiva, which we'll get to again in a few minutes, relevant to Siv Gimel. Then it gets into feeding different people on Yontif, on Shabbos, Muksa, this, that, a whole discussion. Then, around 15 lines down on Chafala from the base, the Gemara says, Upliga de Rishu ben Levi. And it argues on Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Who's Rabbi Shua ben Levi? The Rabbi Shua ben Levi that we spent a lot of time discussing yesterday, who says that you're allowed to invite a nochri for a Shabbos meal, but not for a Yontif meal. Zera shema yarbe bishvilo. So the question is, what part of Rabbi Shua ben Levi is being argued upon, and which halacha is arguing on Rabbi Shua ben Levi? So Rashi and the Rif and the Rush understand that what we just said from Rav Huna, this idea that as long as you can give one of the breads to your own child, you're allowed to bake all of the bread on Yontif for the Goyish HaChayalim, that argues under Rav Shua ben Levi, because Rav Shua ben Levi is one who said that you can't invite the Nochri for Yontif because you might come to add food for him. Shema Yarbe Bishvilo. And here you see that as long as something is fit to be given to the Yiddish child, it's going to be okay. So Rashi and the Rif and the Rush understand that there is a machlokes over here between Rav Huna and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And the Gemara paskins like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Gemara says, Abre Rava the Mashmo of a Dash, Mazamnis and Nachri Bishabis, Name Mazamnis and Nachri Biantiv, Zerish and Yarbe Bishvilo. So this dinner of Rabbi Shua ben Levi seems to be a maskana in the Gemara. And if Rav Huna is arguing with Rabbi Shua ben Levi, then the halacha is not going to be like Rav Huna. And that's how the Rif and the Rosh paskin. Not like Rav Huna. However, the Rambam paskins like Rav Huna. As long as you can give one of the breads to the Yiddish child, so you're allowed to bake the bread on Yontif. So how does the Rambam understand the sugya? So there's two ways of explaining the Rambam. One is that the Rambam did not have the word upliga there at all. He doesn't have the word pliga, and they're not arguing on each other, which we'll try to explain in a minute. That's one way of understanding it. And the halacha could be like both of them. The halacha could be both like Rabbi Shua ben Levi and like Rav Huna, and they're not arguing at all. Or, and that's how the Torah says it. The Torah says that according to the Bahag and the Rambam, it's mutter to do the case of the soldiers. And then the Torah concludes, Ve'eino chein lefi girsa sagamara shalanu. According to our girsa, that doesn't fit. But the Rambam must not have had that girsa. He didn't have the word upliga, that there is in fact an argument, a machlokes, between Rav Huna and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Beis Yosef points out, and the Bira Gra explains this in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam could have the Girsa Upliga, but it's going on it's not going on this Machlokas. It's going on the other part of Rishu ben Levi, that you are allowed to invite the Goy for a Shabbos meal, and how that would disagree with a different part of the Gemara, not relevant to this discussion at all. Okay, the difference they point out is that when baking for the Chayalim, unless you give the Chayalim the bread, you're not allowed to bake anything for your own child. So everything that you're baking can be considered for your child, because unless you bake 10 loaves for the Chayalim, you're not even allowed to bake one for your own child, and therefore it can all be considered to be being baked for the purposes of the Jewish child. Masha'enkein, the case where he's inviting the Nachri for a Yontif meal, it's his food. There's no reason he has any reason to invite him, to have him, or to cook for him. So anything that he might be cooking for him already could be problematic. It's not necessary. Again, but the case of the soldiers, it is necessary, because you don't have anything to bake for your own child without baking for the soldiers. That's how they explain the distinction between the two cases, how they're not necessarily arguing on each other. And when the Gemara says, either the Gemara doesn't say Upliga, according to the Torah, or the way the Gra explains, it does say Upliga, but it's going on a different machlokas altogether. So let's see that now in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is going to paskin like the Rambam, like Rav Huna. Tav Kuf Yud Beis, B'nei HaChayel Shel Kutim, the Kuti army, Shenosnu Kemach Shalem LeYisrael, they gave flour to the Jews, Lefos Lampas, to make for them bread. If they're not makpid and they don't mind that you're going to give some of the bread to a Yiddish child, mutter lefos lahem, you're allowed to bake for them. Mishmasif katan yugimo yesh meachronim shekasu de loshari elim kein nosei mamish lechol lo haydei sheyachol litein. There are achronim that want to say, brings that from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's not enough that you could theoretically give one to your child, you have to actually give one of the breads to a Jewish child. And then it's going to be mutter lefos lehem mishmasif katan yudalid. Shere im lo yefa kol pas, if you don't bake all the bread, lo yuchal itin letinok af pas echad, you can't even give one piece of bread. There's nothing to give to the Jewish child. V'im kein necheves kol ha'afia b'shvil pas zeh shenosin letinok. And therefore the entire act of baking is considered as if it's necessary and needed and done for that one challah that you're going to be, one lachmaniyah that you're giving to the child. And since he didn't set aside which bread he's going to give to the child, and each one we can say, this is the one that he's going to give to the Jewish child. The Sharat Tzion points out, Ois Chav Ches, that if you're baking these Simcha Chalas for the Chayalim, and then you bake one little Lachmaniyat to be Yotzeh for your child, then that's not going to be good enough, because you don't have the option of giving those big Simcha Chalas to your own child. Devavadi Yakpidu Imitim Pashol in the Tinok. Varach Lifros Ksasmi Mendo. That's also going to be a problem. Even if you're splitting up the challah, then for sure part of it is going to go to the goy. That's going to be a problem. Each one has to have the potential possibility of going entirely to the Jewish child. Mishra Sivkotan Tesvov, Ayin Betaz, Shekotov, De'ein Lismoch al Kula Zuz in Esinas, Pas Achas, El Bekigonzeh Shushas Hadchak. The Taz says that one should not rely on this heter of the Shulchan Aruch of Rav Huna unless it is a Shas Adchak. Okay, that is Seif Beis. Tafkuf Yud Beis Beis. Now let's do Seif Gimel. Tafkuf Yud Beis Seif Gimel. Based on the Gemara, Beis Chaf Aleph, which we've already discussed, Machlekes between Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says, the pasuk says, Ach asher yeachel lechol nefesh hu levado ye'aseh lochem. Lochem comes to exclude your pets, your animals. You can't cook, you can't do melechas ochel nefesh for your animals on Yontif. Rabbi Akiva says, nefesh afilu behema, you can cook for your pets, but lachem comes to exclude the kutim. Lachem v'lo l'goyim. Now, lemaisa, there is a stam mishnah in Chala, Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, that says, like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So here we have a big machlekes, are you allowed to cook on Yontif for your animals? Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, no. Rabbi Kiva says, yes. Says the stam mishnah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, in Maseches Chala, Isas HaKlovim. A dough that's made to be given, that you're going to bake for your dogs. Bizman sheharoim ochli mimena. If the shepherds are also going to be eating from the dough, chayeves bechala, that's why it's in Maseches Chala, it's going to be chayev and chala, v'nefis biyantif. And then it's considered it's being baked for the Jews and for the shepherds, it can be baked on Yontif. Which sounds like, if it's not going to be eaten by the shepherds and it's only there for the animals, then you're not allowed to bake it on Yontif, like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh all point out, all paskin like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, lochem velo leklovim, and they have a stam mishnah and challah to support their opinion. The Torah brings down that the Rav Yoh and the Bala Ma'or hold like Rabbi Akiva, that it is mutter to cook or bake on Yontif for the animals like Rabbi Akiva. Let's see that in Shulchan Aruch, Tov, Kuf, Yud, Beis, Gimel. Oser levasha v'lefos otzorech klavim. You're not allowed to cook or bake for your dogs. Aval mutter letalta mazonos v'litein lifneihem. But you're allowed to move their food in order to feed the animals. Mishabur Sif Katan Tezayim, Letzorech Klavim, Afilu Klavim de Mizonos Seyem Alav, even your own dogs that you have a responsibility to feed. You're not allowed to cook or bake for them on Yontif. Umikoshikin Klavim Shahefker, and certainly it goes without saying, if they are wild, loose, wild, stray dogs. V'lav dafka klovim has nothing to do dafka with dogs. Hu adin shar behema chayev of any animals. Also lasel shum melacha avuram. You're not allowed to do any melacha for them. Dikra dilachem mimait ove gilulim ubehema. Because the pasuk of lachem comes to exclude the oved gilulim and the behema. Mishra siv katan yudzayin. Ayin le'el behilchos Shabbos simin shin chav dalid, how to feed the animals on Shabbos and Yontif. Hagat note, says the Rama, even though you're allowed to feed your own animals on Yontif as long as you're not cooking or baking for them, aval osu la'oti bishvilam mirishus l'rishus, like we learned in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Ches, you're not allowed to carry from rishus to rishus for the animals. Mishabesiv katan yurchas, the huter hotza be yantiv, the fact that you're allowed to carry on yantiv, kim the tzorech adam, is only the tzorech adam. Ava lo le tzorech behema, but not for the tzorech behema. Look at the sharat ziyun, ois, lamed beis. Sharat ziyun, ois, lamed beis, de bishvil behema lo huter aidei mitoch. Right, we have a melechas ochel nefesh is mutter. Then we've spoken out, mitoch shehutra letorch ochel nefesh, hutra shelo letorch ochel nefesh. You're allowed to cook and bake even if it's shelo letorch. You're allowed to carry even if it's shelo letorch. But zeh dafkim utorch ksas la'odam. Like the Ramah told us in Tov Kuf Yud Ches, only if there's a tzorech ksas. And that tzorech ksas has to be for an adam. U'da'as ha'toysis ziyatim yesh b'zeh issa da'raisim u'derech rishus harabim. And if it's not Tzorech Hayom Ksas, it's still going to be an Issa Daraisa. V'afilu Das Haram Desorvet Dimitam Mitochot Tishol Tzorech Votzor Legamre. And even according to the Rambam, and we saw Rashi, well, Okay, Rashi is a different shita. Hold on. Even according to the Rambam, that mitoch will allow you to carry in Rishus Rabbim even something that doesn't have a Torah Chayom Klal. Al Kaponim Isidurabana Yesh Maskanas of Eis Yosef. That's only min haTorah it's going to be mutter, but midrabanan it's going to be aser without a Torah Chayom Ksas, like in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Ches. The Eshet the Bezesh she'osa the Tzarch Behema Gora Tfei Mishal Tzarch Klal. So it's the same thing we saw in the first Bir Halacha yesterday. Also comes up in Tav Kuf Yud Ches, and the big Bir Halacha over there. Now when you're doing it, the Tzarch, those that are excluded from the Pasuk of Lachem could be worse than Lo Tzarch Klal. Shitas Rashi, Shal Tzarch Klal is going to be Mutter. Shitas Maran, Beit Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say Shelo Letzorech Klal is also going to be Mutter. But if you do it Letzorech the Behema or Letzorech the Kutim, which are explicitly or not so explicitly excluded by the Pasuk Lachem, so then that's worse than Lo Letzorech Klal, and that remains an Issa D'Araisa. That's what the Torah is telling us. Lachem v'lo lahem. You and not them. The Eshet the Bezeh shows the Tzarech Behema Gart Tvei. It's worse when you do it for the animal, Mishalo the Tzarech Klal, than when you do it for no Tzarech at all. The Yesh Bezeh is a Torah, V'ayim Bebir Halacha. Le'el, Dibar Maslil, Ein Mevashlin, which is the beginning of Tav Kuf Yud Beis, and it also comes up in the beginning of Tav Kuf Yud Ches. So therefore, even though the Mechaber tells us you're allowed to carry the Mizonos to feed your dogs, feed your animals, that's only in terms of feeding them within your rishus, but you can't be lahotzi bishvilam mirishus rishus. You can't carry in the rishus of rabbim. Mishra points out mirishus rishus. Hainu afil lahotzi mirishus ayacha the carmelis. Even to carry into a carmelis, which is only in Isidur Abanan, is going to be aser on yantif the tzarech behema. By the akum near the shari, if you give it to a guy to do for you, that would be okay. Sharatzion points out, even in the Rishus HaRabim, and he sends us to Tav Kuf Yud Chesiv Beis, the Ramah, and there Mishabura says that you can rely on the fact that Bizmanenu, or at least Bizmanam, there was no such thing as Rishus HaRabim, and every Rishus HaRabim was really a Carmelis, so it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. Amir L'Akam is an Issa D'Rabbanan. It's a double D'Rabbanan. Shvus to Shvus, and feeding the animals is important. So it'll be Shvus to Shvus b'makom hatzorech. Shin Zayin Hey in Hilchos Shabbos tells us that Shvus to Shvus b'makom mitzvah b'makom tzorech b'makom hesed is going to be mutter. V'chein also l'gabel hamurson la'ofos kiim ayidei shinui. To do some act that involves lisha, kneading on yontif for the animals. So kneading is mutter when it's done for your family, but when you're doing it for the animals, it becomes like everything else, lachem v'lo leklavim, and you'd have to use the different shinuyim that will make it, the different shinuyim discussed in Hilchos Lisha and Hilchos Shabbos, that would make it mutter. But to do full-fledged lisha is like doing full-fledged Bishul, which is aser for the animals. If you do the proper shinuyim, you flip the order that you combine the ingredients, and then you do a shinuyim in how you mix the ingredients. So the whole sugi over there in Shin Chav Dalid. Shabichay agav na'af b'shabes mutter k'mavur le'el b'siman Shin Chav Dalid. Continues the Ramah. When you're cooking for yourself, you're allowed to add, before you put the pot on the fire, you're allowed to add food for the animals into the same pot that you're adding. Why? Because you can eat the whole thing yourself. And really, to fill up the pot, even if you don't need it, is mutter. The only reason we said it was aser in Sif Aleph is we're afraid that you're going to come to make a special pot of food for the kuti, and therefore the Ramah tells us it's aser to fill up the pot for the kuti because you're going to come to make them their own pot, and therefore he said the eved and the shivcha, where we're not going to concern that you're going to make a special pot of food for them, you're allowed to add into your pot for them. So huadim, we're not afraid you're going to make a special pot of food for the animals, you're allowed to add into your own pot food for the animals. And then the Rama adds, even if you have some other food to get them. That line does not seem to make sense. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that there is a tov sofer, is a mistake. And the Rama should read, Afilu ein lo davar achas yuchalitin leklavim hayarotza. Even if you have nothing else to feed your dog except for this food, it's still going to be okay. The only reason it would theoretically be also, according to the Rama, is Xera, we're afraid you're going to make a separate pot of food for them, and we're not afraid you're going to make a separate pot of food for the animals, and therefore you're allowed to fill up your own pot of food, even if your intentions is for the animals. But just like the Mishnah Berurah told us in the beginning of the Siman, he should not state explicitly that he's putting the food in the pot for the animals. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chafal points out this is not, again, not limited to dogs. Hordin Shar Behem Achayev Of, Afilu Lo Hayu Mizono Sein Alav, even if he's not obligated to feed the animals, they're not his Achrayas. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chafbez, Tol Sofer, Tzar Chomer Afilu Ein Lo Davar Achet to give the animals. If you have other food that you can give the dog, you can even make a separate pot of food for them. If the separate pot is fit for you to eat, but you're making it for the animals, but you have other food that you could theoretically give the animals, then you can even make a separate pot of food for the animals. The Oz Chashvinan ki ilo mevashel l'tzarch atzmo, we consider it as if you're cooking it for yourself. Even though your intention is to give it to the animal, you have something else you could give the animal. You could theoretically eat this food, it's fit for human consumption, and you can even make a separate pot of food for them in this case. According to the Bira Gra's understanding of the Rama, the Chay Mefarish Amagir Abraham Besif Katan Gimel as Das HaRama. However, the Magen Avraham understands the Rama saying that. That's what comes out of the Darkei Moshe. That's how the Gra understands the Rama. But Lamaisa, the Magen Avraham disagrees. He always like the Marshal. When you're dealing with a separate pot of food for them, you can never make a separate pot of food for the animals, even if you have something else to give them, and even if this pot is fit for you to eat. The fact that you're making this pot of food for the animals shows that it's lo letzorech, and it's going to be asavetiku kama achronim es devarav. So it sounds like the maskana of the Mishnah Berurah is that a separate pot you can't do, but to fill up your own pot of food for the animals you're allowed to do. Because usually it'll be also xera, you're going to make a separate pot of food for them. We're not afraid you're going to make a separate pot of food for the animals. And even, not like the gears, the nusach we have in the Rama, it's a tall sofer, it says the Mishnah Berurah, even if you don't have anything else to give them, you're still allowed to fill up your own pot of food to give some of it to the animals. In terms of making a separate pot of food, the Rama seems to hold that that's mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah seem paskins like the Magen Avraham that to do a separate pot of food for the animals, even though you could theoretically eat it, and even though you have something else to give them, that would still be awesome. That is the end of Tov Kuf Yud Beis.